Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined this week by
Todd Stride,
Tim Lane,
and Pastor Counselor Tim Lane.
Yes.
And Todd, you're new with us, new here in the podcast room, new on video, but certainly not new to CCEF. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Todd.
Well, I've been at CCEF for about 5-6 years, maybe more. I can't remember. I am the counseling coordinator here, which means I work with the intake process. I counsel and I work with the director of counseling for training and supervising our staff counselors. I'm also getting my doctorate in psychology.
That is so exciting. For our viewers at home, Todd comes highly recommended as a counselor, and we're just delighted to have you here finally in the podcast room.
Thank you.
So, this week we're going to be talking about loving in challenging situations, and the question we receive goes like this: how do you love those who behave in quote-unquote socially awkward ways? Various outbursts of laughter, anger, inappropriate words, etc. Are these behaviors sinful?
Well, I think it's important to note that this phenomenon of how these people can behave, it can be both something that's, let's say, a limitation or a deficit just in their functioning. People who have cognitive difficulties, certain illnesses, just the way their mind works, it may be a difficult thing for them to catch on to social cues.
Mm-hmm.
Another time or another situation could just be that the way a person has been brought up, the way the person has been modeled relationship, it's just been poor, and they need to learn things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're factoring in, Todd, just really, again, what you do well is just knowing the person and then factoring that in as you seek to understand them. And I think, you know, we've got plenty of scripture that points us in the direction of just basic patience with people. I mean, we see that patience displayed to us in Christ on a daily basis. We're receiving his patient love for us in our sins and failings. So that should translate into a patience with and an understanding of strengths and weaknesses that everybody brings to the table. I think about this maybe not in a more extreme case where you would have maybe outbursts of laughter in inappropriate social context. I think about this in a more fundamental way, just in terms of my relationship with my four kids. All four of them are very different. So I'm wanting to understand their differences, brain strengths and weaknesses, their own particular struggles with sin. One may be more anger, one may be more fear, and I understand my kids, and so I'm responding and relating to them in that way.
In noting patience, Tim, it's that encouragement I always hear from Ed Welch, which is when you can't say we, you move slowly.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, we can say we. Because we have all been awkward at times in our lives, right? But we don't know the depths of each person's heart.
Right.
I remember once we asked in a podcast, if you had a superpower, what would it be, right, Todd? Tim's answer is, I wish I could know what was going on in someone's heart. Because then he would be an effective counselor. I thought that was such a wonderful answer. But we don't, right? We seek to know and help and understand. But so we move slowly, and we don't know why necessarily a person is socially awkward. So we don't want to engage them as this is sinful right away, mm-hmm. right, is what you're saying?
Right. And if you are this person's friend or you're part of their family, I think love would be proactive in giving them feedback as to what is being seen. Whether it is intentional, whether it is due to, again, a disorder, etc., the point is that individuals can take this information and they can learn. And so love looks like giving them feedback. And it would, if you are the person in whom these things are awkward, then humility would be taking that feedback to heart and understanding that although you may not be able to conceptualize why this looks like love, why you should do this, it is trusting that those people who are telling you these things love you and they can potentially see where you are blind.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of a very practical example with one of my kids. My son is very, very socially active. And if he's in a group, he's going to be enjoying himself to the utmost. And he's going to be interacting with people. So he's in a classroom, and he's doing this with his students, and the teacher is trying to, you know, lead a class. And the teacher, some teachers get upset, and they're kind of more angry and impatient with him, and that hurts him, and others are more calm. But here's someone who is very active, very socially outgoing, and how do you have conversations with him to say, you know, that's okay to do that, but here's the impact that you're having on the rest of the class and how this is challenging for your teacher to teach the class. So how can we work with you so that you're growing in wisdom? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's an opportunity to, you know, introduce how does the grace of the gospel, how does Jesus enable you to love your teacher well, to love your fellow students well, so you're growing in grace in this area.
Mm. So one of the answers being considering others more than yourself.
And it's real tempting to just kind of see his behavior as just high-handed sin.
Yeah.
You know, disobedience, when that isn't necessarily what's going on. Mm. And when he's treated that way, it really, really hurts him because he's being misunderstood. Now he needs to change and grow. And so it's a challenge to walk with someone and help them grow in wisdom in that way.
And that leads into, I think, part of the second part of the question, are these sinful behaviors?
Right.
And I think where it can be labeled as sin is when a person has been confronted with the feedback, confronted with the consideration of another person, and there is resistance to believe, resistance to consider that person and what they're saying. And then that's where we can call that we can probably call that sin and then approach it as such, that there's a hard heart which is unwilling to either believe that what these people are saying is true, that you're blind to, or that this particular way a person wants to be loved, we're being resistant to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think of my own sin, and often people will come over to our house. We kind of live in a multi-family home, and someone, a visitor, will come, and I'll think, you know, I'm tired. I really don't want to have to stand up from my desk and come to the door and also meet and greet. And, you know, I'm self-centered in that way. And I think, I love when David Pallison says in his class, his first Dynamics of Biblical Change class, he says, one day in heaven, we will love to see everyone. We will love it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll either say, an old friend, can't wait to catch up, or a new person. We will never not want to come to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just these I know in myself that I can be socially awkward in those ways, and the Lord calls me out of them and into the light, and challenges me with a vision of what is to come and what it means to love others well.
And you're just realizing that people are hardwired differently, and there's a temptation always to kind of make your social your social way of interacting kind of the norm.
Yeah.
And everything else is wrong or not as good. And it's important that, you know, we realize people have different ways of thinking about the world and interrelating. You know, if you put an artist in the room with an engineer, those are two very different kind of temperaments and giftings, and they come along with not only strengths but also weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're interacting with people that are always some like us and many, many people that are very different from us. So again, that word patience kicks in for me, and it's rooted in God's patient love for us.
Thanks for coming in.
Good. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.